And we're joined now by Tina Richards. She's the woman who confronted Congressman Obie. And welcome to the program, Ms. Richards.
Thank you very much.
Now, you are a mom of a Marine, right?
Yes, I am.
And he is in Iraq?
No, he's not. He's already completed two tours of Iraq, including the last one in the Siege of Fallujah. He has since returned and was honorably discharged. And at this time, we've been trying for the last 2 years, fighting with the Veterans Administration to get him care for his injuries, his PTSD. He's had multiple suicide attempts. And he's finally gotten back to where he's going to college, and he's, you know, starting to move through the slow morass of the VA system to get some type of help from them. And that's when the Marine Mobilization Unit called him back and asked him if he was ready to redeploy, to be involuntarily recalled back there for a third tour.
So you went to Congress. You went to see Congressman Obie. Why?
Well, actually, I've just gone to see all of the Congress people that are on the Appropriations Committee and specifically the Subcommittee of Defense, the ones that are going to be deciding whether they're going to fund the continuing of this war or not. He is just one of the people that I ran into.
And you filmed it, right? And were you with someone else?
Yeah. Kathleen Gable and Tyler Westbrook had been documenting various sit-ins and occupations that's been going on here in the congressional offices in D.C. And they had seen that I was staying here to lobby Congress to also end the war and participating in the occupation project. And my participation was to lobby the Subcommittee of Defense to stop the funding of the war and to try to get in and talk with them, tell them my story, tell them how this war is destroying families, how it's destroying the troops, and trying to touch their hearts as to why they really must end this war.
I'm wondering, though, you confronted Congressman Obie with the video camera rolling and with someone else there as well confronting him. If you know, here's a guy who was one of the few who voted against the war to begin with. He's a guy that's ostensibly on your side. If videotaping him and confronting him in this manner did not set your cause back a bit.
Well, first of all, I don't think I confronted him. I was there to talk with him. I never confronted him. I simply wanted to talk with him. I'd been in his office many times asking for appointments. I didn't expect to run into him. Kathleen and Tyler are completely independent citizens that are there documenting everything that's happening in the halls of Congress and what's happening with the peace movement. So they decided that day that they would follow me. There's many days they don't. There's days that they do. And the camera wasn't hidden. It's a rather large camera. You know, and I know that he has the power because he's the chairman of the Appropriations Committee. He has the power to stop the war, and he's not. And I don't know why he's not, and that's why I wanted to talk to him. The releasing of the video was to show the level of frustration that's happening in Congress, and that showed, I thought, very well that there's frustration on both sides. And Obie's frustrated because he wants the war to end, and he thinks he knows the right way. And I'm just a Marine mom wanting to talk and find out how we're going to get together and end this war.
Tina Richards, activist and the mother of a Marine, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.